Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro and Micro News for Friday, the 9th of August, 2024, a daily podcast covering the macro and micro news that's relevant to the UK. By the way, if you want to receive my weekly email news tip letter, then go to sharepickers.com/tips. Okay, let's look at the markets. It's a bit better today. It's stabilizing a little bit. You know, that often happens. You have big sell-offs. I think it happens twice, three times a year, big sell-offs, and then a steady climb back. But there's still a little bit of worry about, you know, US recession. But anyway, these are the indices. FTSE 100, it's up shy of half of 1% to 8183. FTSE 250 up 0.78%. Small cap FTSE, that's up 0.3%. And the AIM All Share up 0.34% to 767. Okay, macro story number one. US stocks had their best trading day since November 2022 after a surprise drop in unemployment claims helped ease concerns about a slowing economy. The benchmark S&P 500 index ended the day 2.3% higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1.8% and the Nasdaq jumped 2.9%. Stocks in Asia made modest gains, recovering some of the losses from earlier in the week. Both Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index and South Korea's Kospi rose more than 1%. In Japan, stocks on the Nikkei 225 and the topics were mostly flat. It comes after Japanese stocks had their worst day since 1987 earlier in the week, sparking a major global rout. Macro story number two. Economists are divided about the likely path of interest rates after the Bank of England reduced the bank rate for the first time since 2020 last week. Following the decision, Governor Andrew Bailey stressed the bank must be careful not to cut interest rates too quickly or by too much. But investors have their own conclusions. I got to laugh at that, Andrew Bailey saying that now. After literally, he raised the rates too slow, too late. Now he's, you know, very careful all of a sudden. I guarantee they'll have to start reducing them faster than they say they will. You know, they sit there in their ivory towers, think they know everything, think they know where inflation is going to be in 2 years' time. They have no idea. No idea. They're going to pay a lot of money for that as well. Investors reckon there's a 37% chance of a cut in September. Markets are close to pricing in 225 basis points cuts this year, up from one before the meeting, and a further four cuts next year. In America, it's even more extreme, isn't it? They've gone from like one or two to five now this year, they're saying. Macro story number three. For the first time ever in China, new energy vehicles have outsold traditional fuel-powered passenger cars on a monthly basis, according to China Passenger Car Association data for July. New energy vehicles include battery-only and hybrid-powered cars. The category accounted for 51% of new passenger cars sold in China last month. That's up from a penetration rate of 36% exactly a year ago. Okay, micro news. Let's start off with Audio Boom. Again, I don't know why I'm saying this, why I'm even reporting this. Non-executive chairman Michael Tobin, OBE, has purchased 3,000 ordinary shares in the company on the 8th of August at a price of 2.25 pence per share. He now holds 5.1%. I often think that when directors buy shares, it's a sign of confidence in the company. You know? But it shouldn't happen every week, because then it loses its effect, which Michael Tobin does seem to buy every single week, regardless of what the news is out. By the way, where's Audio Boom at the moment? There's a lot of stocks riding, but Boom, they're up 1.78% to 2.29 a share. So there we are. He's up on that last purchase. But market cap is 37 million. The target price, like I said, they are 2.29 a share. The target price is 13 quid. I don't see how the brokers get to this. Forecast for 2025, the revenue, $86 million, profit before tax, 1.6. That's a wafer thin margin. They're obviously basing it on a revenue model. I can't see it. Okay, CMO Group. Never heard of these. The UK's largest online-only retailer of building materials today announces a trading update for the 7 months. 7 months? Ended the 31st of July, 2024. And they say poor weather in Q1 had a detrimental effect on sales, with sales particularly soft in tiles business. I suppose outside tiles, maybe. Sales for H1 2024 were 30.3 million, down from 36.9 million. In July, there was a strong performance from the plumbing superstore, where like-for-like sales increased by 9.6%. They said the group continues to have a sound financial position. Cash at the end of H1 stood at 2.3 million, down from 4.7 million, with net debt of 2.5 million and available facilities of 3 million. I wouldn't say that's sound when you've lost, 2.4 million and you've got net debt 2.5. Anyway, market cap 10 million, share price 15, full year results to 2023, December. Revenue 71.5 million versus 83, so down from 83. Loss before tax of 2.3 million versus a profit last year, 175 grand. Yeah, it's not one for me. Next company, Cyan Canode Holdings, ticker there, CYAN, a global leader in narrowband radio frequency smart mesh networks, is pleased to announce two significant milestones achieved by its Indian subsidiary, Cyan Canode PBT Limited. Now, this to me, and they've released quite a few RNSs, smacks of her placing. And if you just check out their balance sheet, they've released a lot of sort of, you know, promotional RNSs. I mean, this is a milestone, just, you know, it's operations. It's nothing big here, but they keep announcing these kind of things. And by the way, they've got good top-line growth, but they are making a loss. So full year March 2024, these are the results. Increase of revenue by 60%. To 18.7 million versus 11.7. Loss before tax of 4.2 million versus 3.5. So that increased. They had cash of 783 grand. And they did say there the group is discussing working capital funding solutions with banks, particularly in India, and is believed that since the Indian entity was profitable for full year 24, a suitable facility could be secured. But they did appoint a joint broker on April the 18th. And so I'm thinking, well, I believe it when I see it. They get, they go for debt. I think they go for equity. Market cap is 23 million. Share price at the moment, 8.2 pence. Target price, 18.5. Now, forecast revenue for next year is 33 million. So good growth there again. And they're hoping to be profitable before tax of 1.3. So it's worth watching, but they have to get some cash in before they get this. They haven't got any cash runway. So they say they're going down the debt route, but they are pushing out these RNSs. They suggest they want liquidity in the stock. I'm thinking they're going for equity. Wait and see. That's probably what's holding the share price back, is the lack of cash. Talking about lack of cash, then this company has solved this for the foreseeable future for a little bit. GTEC, a locator, that's GTC ticker, a locator of subsurface resources, is pleased to confirm that they've conditionally raised gross proceeds of 1.5 million. The strategy of pursuing annual recurring revenue through a subscription model is aligned with the goal of delivering ARR in excess of the company's cost base. Yeah, well, that's called profit, isn't it? You're actually, you know, making more money than your costs, which has been reduced, they say, the cost base, by approximately 2 million per annum through the refocused strategy. Sorry if you can hear the bang in there. We've got a renovation work going on. Refocused strategy. AR currently stands at approximately 2.9 million per annum, a 9% increase from the position at the 30th of June 2023. In 2023, they said the company delivered revenue of 4 million, with ARR standing at 2.8 million, and the order book stood at 4.6 as of the 31st of December 2023. However, as the impact of the reduced cost base will need time to be reflected in the financial performance of the company, GTEC incurred an operating loss of 5.2 million. Okay, so they've got a market cap round about now, what, 3.5 maybe with the placing. Share price is, where are we? Share price is rallying strongly today, up 40% to 2.54. So forecast, or full year results, these are forecast revenue, by the way, for 2024. They reckon 5 million top line, loss before tax of 500,000. For 2025, they're saying 6 million top line, and a 200k profit. Yeah. I often think, how long should a company take to become profitable? Because make no bones about it, the capital markets, these are companies that are meant to be generating a profit after a while. So how long would you give it? A company lists on AIM, how long should they be listed for before they get the profitability? 5 years? 10 years? What? When do they actually start generating real value? Monetary value for shareholders. Of course, share prices will pop and drop. That's not real value. That's just market mechanics. How long do you give a company before they actually start generating cash? Because some of the companies on AIM, and do you know what? Someone asked me the other day on the webinar about there's a lot of companies delisting. And I said, yeah, good. Because most of the companies delisting are very high cash burn. They can't raise the money. They need to leave because they drag the index down. The AIM All share literally is back to where it was when it first started. And that's because a lot of companies are loss making. So if we need quality, not quantity on AIM. You don't need lots of companies that are forever raising cash with no sight to profitability whatsoever. There's no point in that. They've got to have a line to profitability sooner or later. So I think these companies delisting, and I said on the webinar, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't really know of a profitable company that's delisted from AIM. I understand on the bigger index, they've moved to America because they're largely their business is in America. But I can't think of one on AIM that's generating good cash where the share price is performing that's delisted. It's only companies whose share price is not performing that are cash burning that have delisted. So that, to me, so what? Let them leave. It's better for the index. And it's better for the reputation of AIM as well. Okay, next bit of news, company news, is from Kinovo. K-I-N-O, the specialist property services group that delivers compliance and sustainability solutions, announced it received a number of direct awards from new clients following successful placing in the National Housing Maintenance Forum framework for planned maintenance, net zero carbon and passive fire safety works. The overall call-off contract term for each direct award is for 5 years, with an initial aggregate contract value of up to $5.3 million issued for 2 years, relating to specifically to the retrofit works effective from the 1st of July. This additional works may also be issued by each client within the five-year term. By the way, Kinovo, 43 million market cap. Where are they at the moment? Share price-wise, they are 74 pence, up 6.62% today. Target price here is 95 pence, so a bit of upside. Forecast revenues next year, 71 million, and a profit before tax of 6.6 at last. A company generating a bit of profit. Next, Onkimoon Holdings, ticker Onk. They should really think about that, shouldn't they? A leading autoantibody profiling company is pleased to announce a significant new contract with a top 10 global pharma company with a contract value of at least $1.5 million. This is one of the largest contracts Onkimoon has entered into in its ImmunoInsights business and demonstrates its ability to win significant repeat business from its key customers. Okay. Market cap, 8 million. Share price, 11.4. I think we're at the moment, 11.4, up 5.6% a day. They have a target price of 50 pence. Now, forecast for this company, revenue is 2.8 million for 2024. Loss before tax of 3.2 million. Forecast 2025, revenue top line is grown quite a bit from 2.8 to 6.9. Profit before tax forecast, the forecast of profit before tax, sorry, I'm trying to say that clearly, is 800 grand. Now, at the interim results for 6 months ended 29th of February, they said the gross cash balance at the period end of £910,000 compared to £3.21 million. So it's gone down from 3.2 to 900,000. What's the point of saying gross cash? It doesn't mean a thing. You've got to give us a net figure, because have you got any debt? So I had to go in to look at the results, and the gross cash is £911,000, but they've got debt of £5.2 million. So they've actually got net debt of 4.3. I hate that. They're trying to mislead you on the fact that they're saying gross cash. It doesn't mean anything. You've got debt. So you've actually got net debt. You haven't got any cash, pretty much. And thirdly, talking about debt, Revolution Bars, last one today, a leading operator of premium bars, is pleased is that pleased to announce again that the restructuring plan proposed by the group subsidiary, Revolution Bars Limited, was sanctioned by the court on the 8th of August, and the board expects the plan to deliver significant annualised EBITDA improvement of around about 3.8 million. EBITDA, they're going to be making a loss, aren't they? As announced on the 10th of April 2024, the plan is also facilitated by a 12.5 million firm placing, subscription placing and offer. The expected EBITDA outturn for full year 24 is around about 3 million, they're saying, a net bank debt of 23.8 million, excluding lease liabilities and before the receipt of net proceeds. So that's excluding lease liabilities. And even with that placing of 12.5, they've still got over 12 million in net debt. Anyway, they say the group expects to publish its results for the 52 weeks ending the 24th of June in October. They are currently in market cap, 16 million, I think. They're up 15% today. They're up 15% of 1.2 pence, but as a business, let's be honest, if you are a shareholder in that business, you'd be a little bit worried, wouldn't you? You may see a technical bounce here, but it isn't the business I want to invest in. Swimming in debt, and until the cost of living crisis eases, then I can't see Bars doing that well. Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Have a nice weekend, and we'll speak you next week. Don't forget, sharepickers.com/tips if you want to receive my email tips newsletter this Sunday at 7 p.m. Speak next week.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want with PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.